Taking action is critical. A lot of us know a lot of this stuff, but we're not doing it. One of the techniques I do in my seminar is I will hold up a $100 bill and I'll say, who would like this $100 bill? And everyone raises their hand. They're all screaming, I want it, I want it, I want it. And I don't move. I just keep holding it there. And after about a minute or two, somebody gets up, sometimes timidly, sometimes they start to get it, and two or three people will be running toward the front of the room competing with each other. And they'll come up and they'll jump up in the air and pull the $100 bill out of my hand. Now, if you're on this call, you've just heard, if you're ever in one of my seminars and I do that, you've got an advantage over everyone else in the room. And if you're sit up front and you move quickly, you got $100. But the point is, I tell people, what kept you sitting in your chair? How many of you thought, maybe I should get up out of the chair? And most people raise their hand. Well, what stopped you? Oh, I didn't think you meant it. I didn't want to look that eager to get $100. I didn't want to look like I needed it that bad. I thought you might not really give it to me. I'd look like an idiot. I didn't know what the experiment was. What if it was something different? And all these little beliefs and self-talk that you're doing are the exact same thing that stop you in your regular life. So you've got to take action. And one of the things that stops action is fear. Well, there's a book written by a friend of mine, Susan Jeffers, called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. So don't let fear stop you. Now, another thing you've got to do, well, let's talk about one more fear first. Fear of rejection. Most of us are so afraid we're going to get rejected, that's why we don't act. Well, think about this. If I ask you out to have dinner with me tonight and you say no, everyone go, ooh, Jack got rejected. It's not true. Think about it. Did I have anyone to eat dinner with before I asked you? No. Did I have anyone to eat dinner with after I asked you? No. Did my life really get worse? No, it stayed the same. If you apply to Harvard and don't get in, you weren't in Harvard before you applied, you're not in Harvard after you applied. Your life did not get worse. And most of you spent your whole life not going to Harvard, so you know how to handle that. So what my mentor, W. Clement Stone, taught me is if there's anything to gain and nothing to lose, and there's rarely really anything to lose other than your thought about it, try it. Go for it. He asked the railroads if he could buy the air rights 60 feet and above over the railroads in Illinois. And they sold them to him for hardly anything because they didn't have any need for the air above the railroad tracks. Well, if you ever take a train into Chicago, you're going to go right under about five or six buildings. Who owned the air rights to those buildings? W. Clement Stone. He was getting lease money for the companies that built those buildings because he asked. So if there's, never be afraid to ask. And as Mark and I teach, we wrote a book called The Aladdin Factor. Ask, 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 ask. We had to ask 144 publishers to publish our book. A guy over in England named John Creasy got 756 rejections before he wrote his first book. He got it, got his first book published. And yet he went on to write over 200 books under 26 different pseudonyms and became one of the most well-published authors in the history of the world. So, again, don't be afraid to ask. Now, another technique that we talked about, and I just want to mention it again, is invest 10% of everything you earn. If you started when you were 25 and did that until you were 65, you'd be an automatic millionaire based on what Albert Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world, which is compound interest. Mark and I just had a meeting with a guy named David Bach, who wrote the book, The Automatic Millionaire, wrote another book called Start Late, Finish Rich, because the fact is, you can even start in your 50s and still end up a millionaire if you accelerate the process, and he teaches you to do that in the book, and I teach that in my seminars now. But the idea being that it's these automatic disciplines around money, exercise, drinking enough water, getting enough sleep. If you were to write 5 pages a day or even 1 page a day, in a year you'd have a 365-page book. Everyone says they don't have enough time. Well, I teach something called the hour of power. Think about this. Most people are watching 3 to 6 hours of television a day. If you watch that much TV, guess what happens? In 1 year, you will have spent the equivalent of 3 months with no sleep watching television. That's incredible. 15 years out of a 60-year life would represent the 6-hour average a day television watching. Even if you only watch a couple, look at the power of changing one habit. If you cut out 1 hour of television a day, and you invest that to do something useful, that's 365 days or 365 hours in 1 year. Divide that by a 40-hour work week, that's 9.5 additional weeks of productive time. That's 2.5 months of productive time. What I ask you to do with that hour of power is pretty much what my first mentor, W. Clement Stone, asked me to do. He asked me to read. for an hour a day. Because he said, if you read a book a week, you'll have read 520 books in 10 years. That'll put you in the top 1% of your profession. But I've modified that based on 30 years of experience, and I call the hour of power this. Everyone says, I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to do my affirmations and visualization. I don't have time to read. But if you cut out that 1 hour of TV or any other useless behavior like playing video games or surfing the net for 7 hours a night or whatever, and put 1 hour into the following way, 20 minutes of reading. We're talking about self-help books and, you know, books on real estate and management and spiritual books, biographies and autobiographies of famous people who inspire you and teach you principles. If you will do that for 20 minutes, if you'll exercise for 20 minutes, and then meditate and visualize for 20 minutes, 1 hour a day, every day, 7 days a week, you'll be healthier, you'll be wealthier, you'll be wiser, you'll be calmer, and you'll be well on your way to all the creativity and the, you know, making this internet thing I talked about earlier, sending out those emails through your consciousness. All of that stuff will now be into play with 1 hour of three simple disciplines that'll give you more energy, more relaxation, more income, and a lot more information to do all the things that you want to do in life. Let me just talk about a couple more concepts here. One is, once you start taking action, you're going to get feedback. Sometimes the feedback's positive, you make money, people like you, you get invited to more parties, you lose weight. Sometimes the feedback's negative. I mean, we've had people that have tried diets and gained weight. People that have started businesses and it didn't work. People that, tried techniques in terms of relationships and alienated people instead of made them like them more. So you have to pay attention to that feedback, not be defensive about it. And in fact, solicit the feedback, shut up and listen. But here's a very valuable question I learned. It really changed my life when I did it. I use this in my seminars. I use this with my wife and kids. I use this in my consulting relationships with my books. Write down the following question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the quality of, and then you fill in the blank, you know, our relationship this past week, me as a dad, this consulting, this 1 hour, radio show we're doing right now, this teleconference call, rather. I've done a lot of radio shows today. Now we're doing a teleconference call. But anyway, how would you rate that? How would you rate the quality of our consulting, the quality of my product, the quality of our service, the quality of me as a husband, whatever it is? Anything less than a 10 gets a follow-up question. Here's the follow-up question. What would it take to make it a 10? Now, if you get a 6 and they say to make it a 10, I just give you an example out of my own marriage. A couple months ago, I asked my wife, how would you rate our relationship this past week? She said 6. I said, really? What would it take to make it a 10? And she said, first thing, don't interrupt me when I'm telling a joke because you think you can tell the punchline better. Number two, she said, it's your job to put our children to bed. And she said, your job is to put them to bed. My job is to get them up in the morning, get them to school. And I don't care if the NCAA playoffs are going on or the Final Four or whatever. I want you to put them to bed without being asked. Number three, if you're going to be late from work, call me. Ask me if I need anything. Let me know you're going to be late so I don't worry about you. And so these were not easy things to hear, but in the fact that I heard them and I was willing to respond to them, I increased the quality of my relationship with my wife. Normally I get 9s and 10s. I do it with my kids. I do it with my staff. So this is a very powerful tool, and it relates to another principle called constant and never-ending improvement. How can I improve the quality of my seminars, the quality of my relationships, the quality of my products, our chicken soup books, the quality of everything I do? I want to be committed to always taking it up a notch. And if I'm committed to that, I have to ask for feedback. I have to be open to the feedback, and then I have to implement the feedback. Always wanting to give more service, greater value, and serve my clients better. And if you do that, you get lifelong customers, lifelong people that are raving fans. Always exceed expectations. You know, promise less and deliver more. One of my friends, David Morris, started a company where he's roasting coffee up in Seattle, and he was delivering it through UPS to a company down in Long Beach where they had about 7 stores called It's a Grind. And coffee stores where they were doing, like Starbucks, that kind of thing. The chain was It's a Grind. And when the UPS strike happened a number of years ago, he was afraid that if he shipped it by mail, his best customer wasn't going to get their coffee. So he literally drove 1,125 miles three times over the course of 2 or 3 weeks and delivered the coffee and then drove back, picked up more, came down again, delivered it back. Now, he's the president of his company, but he was not willing to have this guy whose livelihood depended on it not get his coffee on time. That chain has now grown to almost 100 stores nationwide, and it's his number one customer. He's gone from making less than $1 million a year to doing 10 or 20 million a year in the coffee business because he exceeds expectations every time. So just a couple more quick things. Clean up all your messes and incompletes. No matter what you're doing, if you have a life full of incompletions, relationships where you need to communicate resentments or appreciations, people are mad at you or not talking to you, if you've got messes all around your home, your garage is a mess, your car is a mess, every drawer you open is a mess, your closet's a mess, your desk's a mess, every time you look at that, it takes psychic energy from you. You want to have everything in a pristine condition. How do you do that? Well, you can hire people to help you. You can dedicate a weekend to just cleaning up and cleaning out. And all of a sudden, you're going to be more effective. I have a form that I teach in my workshops that has 21 areas of your life where you can clean up stuff. You know, finances, financial records, you know, all kinds of filing systems that don't work, you know, on and on and on. And when you get those things organized and clean, it frees up your attention units to be focused 100% on the things that really matter and make a difference. And so that's a critical thing. And as I said before, develop 4 new habits a year. 4 new habits a year in 20 years will give you 80 new habits. That's enough to make you a mega success. And so you want to have new financial habits, new physical habits, new relational habits, etc., new business habits. And, you know, in my book, I've got 64 principles. In my seminars, I teach even more that you can apply to your life to create new disciplines of success. Now, we've been talking about things you can apply on your own, and you can. However, there's research now, a guy named John Hagelin he's a Harvard-trained PhD, he's, well-respected in his field, and he's also a meditator. And he began to realize that when they would get groups of people to meditate together, the crime rate would go down, and the more people they had in the group, they did one where they had up to 600 people, every time they added 100 people, they had 100 people 1 week, 200 people the next week, 300 people the next week, just meditating 6 to 8 hours a day, the crime rate would go down and down and down and down. They did this in Washington, D.C. They got 8,000 people to come to India and meditate for a month. All the crime rates in the world started to go down. The number of wars went down. More peace treaties were signed. The number of people wounded. The number of bombs that were dropped. Everything decreased. As soon as they stopped, it rose up to its normal levels again. So we now have a theory that's evolving that the force field that's created by a group of people having a common intention is the square of the number of people that are holding that similar intention. So if it's just you alone, the force field is 1. If there's 2, you and your wife, the force field is 4. So it's the square. If there's 100 of us that gather together for a workshop, the force field is 10,000, 100 times 100. Now think about that. That really tells us why it's so valuable to get together with people to work on things together. So every year I do a week-long workshop where we gather anywhere from 300 to 400 people together. I do probably 90% of the seminar. But some of the people I bring in, one of the guys is named Hale Dwoskin. Hale Dwoskin teaches a revolutionary new method for getting rid of the negative beliefs and the negative energies and emotions that block our success. Literally, he claims you can release your way to success. The more you release these negative emotions, the more you naturally attract to you. We had a woman in the seminar last year who came in on a motorized wheelchair. She had this kind of cerebral palsy type disease, and she couldn't move that well, couldn't stand up very well under her own weight, and so she was in this wheelchair. And by the end of the seminar, using these techniques that Hale taught and that I taught, she was up on stage dancing. I mean, I have a DVD of that just is one of the most treasured possessions that I own. There was a guy in a seminar, he'd had a migraine headache for the last 7 years. It went away in one day and hasn't come back a year later. This technique is so powerful that literally I was supposed to go to a party with Deepak Chopra and Mark Victor Hansen and Brian Tracy and all these people down in San Diego. Hale was there. The day before, I got the worst cold I ever had in my life, and I rarely, if ever, get sick. Rarely ever sick, but I was just dripping. And I watched my wife and my president of my company drive off in a limo to go down to San Diego, and I wasn't in it. Well, that night, I got a cell phone call. I was sitting at my desk feeling sorry for myself, trying to get a little work done since everyone else was gone, and it was Hale on the cell phone. He said, "I hear you've got a cold." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You want to release it?" I said, release my cold? He says, yeah, we can dry up your dripping in about 3 minutes. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no. So we went through the Sedona method, and in 3 minutes, I swear to God, my nose dried up, the pain went away in my body, and I felt like 100% different. That's how powerful this technique is. I taught it to someone in Liverpool, England, just a couple of weeks ago at a conference at dinner, and the next day they had a major release that changed a relationship that had been fractionated for 15 years, a professional relationship. They healed it simply with a 30-minute conversation. She said it never would have been possible if you hadn't done that 5-minute process with me at dinner. Wouldn't it make sense to know a technique that can release any negative emotion in 5 minutes or less? I also teach something called the 5-minute phobia cure. We can get rid of any fear, any anxiety, any phobia, and any anxiety-related habit like smoking, overeating, or drinking in 5 minutes or less, 99.4% of the time. It's a technique I learned from a psychologist named Roger Callahan. It takes less than 5 minutes to do. We teach it to everyone en masse in the seminar. You never have to be afraid again. We had a real estate person in one of my seminars who had never been on the second floor of a house she sold because she was phobic about walking up staircases. We got her up on front of the stage. We did the 5-minute phobia cure with her. I took the entire group out. We walked her up and down stairs in the hotel, and it was amazing to watch. She's never been afraid of stairs since. Doesn't it make sense if you could accelerate your life learning techniques that are that powerful that you'd want to avail yourself of them? Think about it. We never got taught this stuff in universities. Very little usefulness in high school other than learning to read and write and maybe develop some social skills. I mean, when's the last time you used the 5 causes of the Civil War and the 3 exports of Brazil in your life? I never did. So we never learned these important things. Jana Stanfield, a Nashville phenomenon, a songwriter, has had songs recorded by Reba McEntire and other country hits, and she is a performer as well, and she opens every session and closes every session with a song that's related to the topic and that just really brings the group together, brings the heart energy into the room. The quality of unconditional love that you'll experience from these people, as well as their incredible information that they're going to share with us, is it really just is amazing what goes on there. So think about this. If you could come and learn things like how to make your brain 30 to 50% more efficient in just minutes with one technique, how to overcome the deeply ingrained societal myths about money, which are all wrong, that we've learned about how to make money. I can teach you really how to make money by working less and smarter. I just worked with a kid in a seminar that Mark and I put on along with Bob Allen last weekend. 26 years old, he's making $1 million a month on eBay, and all he's doing is selling pool tables. One product, $1 million a month. Now, if that's possible for a 26-year-old kid, think what you could do if you were working smarter instead of harder. I'll teach you how to conquer procrastination and fear and rejection. I'll teach you how to get out of your comfort zone, how to get rid of old habits that are no longer serving you. I can teach you so many things, how to get rid of the beliefs that are stopping you. One of my graduates from last summer is a guy named Scott Schilling, lives down in Dallas, Texas. And with one technique that we did that took 45 minutes, the whole group went through it together, he was able to unearth a limiting belief that was keeping him from having more success. As a result of that, he went back and in 2 months made what he normally makes in a year. And 5 months later, he calls me and says, Jack, I just got a contract for $750,000 working 3 days a week as all to teach sales techniques and training to an international corporation. Now, he said that would have been impossible without your seminar. I'm going to teach you the difference between setting goals and getting your goals. There's some simple little techniques that will just take that to a whole new level. How to function at peak performance. How to let go of thinking you need to increase your willpower and actually show you how to have less willpower, but to use the power of your subconscious mind. I'll teach you how to tap into your intuition, how to create affirmations that really work, how to use a 3-part entrepreneurial time system that divides your days into free days, focus days, and buffer days that will allow you to get much more productivity out of your life while doubling the amount of time off. I promise people that if you come to the seminar, you'll double your income and double the amount of time off you'll have in 3 years or less. Most people do it in 1 year. Some people triple and quadruple their income in that amount of time. We had people last summer that brought their whole families, 5 and 6 people. One guy brought his whole company, 12 employees. They went back and really rocked. So I know that you can do this for yourself. Don't let the money stop you. Don't let the time stop you. You're going to double your income. You're going to have more time, not less. The value is there. Rearrange your schedule. Do whatever you have to do to be there. We had one teacher who couldn't afford to come. She wanted these techniques to teach to her kids. What does she do? She goes and gets a bunch of other teachers to help put up some of the money and promise for her to come back and teach them everything she learned. I had a friend who was doing conference calls, $500 for an hour. This one kid wanted to be on that call, couldn't afford it, to hire him, you know, for this call. He said, look, can I divide mine up and get 10 other people to each chip in $50? The guy said, sure. He actually got $20, raised $1,000, paid the guy his 500 fee, kept 500 for himself. There's all kind of creative ways to make sure that you get what you want in life. Don't let any of these things stop you. So get in the game. Your life can be magical, just like mine is. I make multi-million dollar income. I live in the southern coast of California, overlooking the ocean. I grew up in West Virginia where life wasn't like that, I can tell you. But you have to do the doingness. So come join us. Be at our seminar. Transform your life. Be with people that are committed to transforming their life. Create mastermind groups. Make friends that you'll have for life. Business ventures come out of it. It'll be the most magical 7 days of your life. So if you'd like your life to change forever, you know, listen now. I'm going to turn this call over to Bill. He'll tell you how to enroll in the seminar. Thank you for listening. It's been my pleasure to talk to you. I want every one of you to live your highest vision in a context of love and joy so that everything you want comes true and you can have a magical life, just like Jiminy Cricket sang about in those old Walt Disney things. When you wish upon a star, you can have a dream come true. Well, let's stop wishing and let's start making it happen. Bill?
Jack, thank you so much. You know, we've gotten to know each other quite well over the last 9 years, and I have to say that it's always enlightening to hear you speak. You always manage to totally grab me and inspire me, and I always learn something new that affects me in a fundamental and positive way. Sometimes when Jack or I talk about making huge incomes or enjoying lots of success in other areas of life, some people have trouble making the mental leap from where they are now to where Jack and I believe you can be. So I want to emphasize that you don't have to want to be super rich, super famous, or super successful to attend this event. Although it's great to have financial abundance, success is much more than money. It's about having peace of mind, doing what you love, making a difference, sharing your blessings with others, being challenged and excited by what you do, and making a good living doing it. Another misconception many people have is that successful people know what to do before they start, and then they just go out and do it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Neither Jack nor I, nor any of the other successful people we know, knew how to get from where they were to where we are now. We just started off in the right direction and kept going, learning along the way. And in fact, a training like Jack's is an important part of that learning and will give you a huge boost and make your journey much, much easier. I sincerely mean it when I say that the success Jack and I talk about really is possible for you, no matter who you are or what your past or present circumstances might be. I've seen the results of what Jack teaches in many people, and when you decide to be at this event with Jack and all the other people you'll meet there, many of whom will very likely become your friends and mastermind partners for life, it really will change your life and set you on the road to creating the life you want. This year's training is at the beautiful Fairmont Scottsdale Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. There's also a great payment plan, which you can look at online if that makes it easier for you to be there and get all the benefits Jack has described and a lot more he didn't have time to talk about. Finally, this event is 100% guaranteed. If, after attending the entire event, you aren't totally satisfied, just say so before you leave and Jack will refund your entire tuition. You have the world's most prominent and accomplished success trainer speaking directly to you for a full 7 days, showing you everything he's learned in creating his own success and in over 30 years of teaching others how to be successful. In fact, Jack has an amazing track record of creating success even for those for whom nothing else has worked. So, if you're ready to be a part of this, if you can see yourself as that new person living your dreams and having fun doing it, grab a pencil and I'll tell you how to register. To reserve your spot for the upcoming training, go to canfieldtrainings.com and fill out the easy online registration form or call 800-237-8336. That's 800-237-8336. There's limited space in this training, and Jack is expecting it to fill up quickly, so do this now while you're thinking about it. So, in closing, I want to thank all of you who are listening for participating in this audio training. And thank you so much, Jack, for delivering such great content and for being a part of my life. By listening to this program tonight, you've taken the first step to living your dreams. Do keep going, and please don't let anything stop you. Jack wanted me to tell you he looks forward to seeing you and working with you so you can achieve all your goals and all that you want in life. Be well.